Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
I just want to give a little ears warning because the next conversation is not for little people or people of a sensitive nature because it is time for a little bit of this.
It's Relationship Therapy with Rachel Cook.
Actually, we don't really need the music because today we are asking whether the French are in the middle of a sex recession. We should be playing, I don't know, Je T'aime or something. The French are notoriously up for a bonk. So if they're losing the urge, what is going on? And should we be worried? I don't know, but my resident sex and relationship therapist does, and she's on the line. Rachel Cook, how are you?
Hiya, Jen. I'm really good, thanks. How about you?
I'm not too bad, but is this true? Are we deep in a global sex recession?
Oh, so there's actually really mixed reviews on this, but overall it seems that they're around the world over the past few years, you know, since before the pandemic began, that there has been a lot of countries where people have reported, you know, who've been surveyed, who are having a lot less sex.
The French.
Including the French. But it's also in the UK. We've had it in Australia, Japan, the US. Where else has it been? It's been in the Netherlands, Germany. Oh. So there's been tons, Spain as well. There's been tons of countries where there has been reported a lot less sex going on over the last, you know, while compared to before that.
Okay. How steep is the decline?
Well, you know, so this new study from France says that a quarter of French adults aged 18 to 69 funny, there's 69, they have not had sex in the previous 12 months at all. You know, so in 2006, that figure was only 9%. So it's gone from 9 to 24% from 2006 to now. And then that decline is apparently even steeper amongst the youngsters. So between the ages of 18 and 24, the proportion of people who, well, here they're saying celibate, that's unclear whether they mean in the last year or, you know, at all in their lives. But anyway, it's gone up to 28%. So 28% of French people who are 18 to 24 have at least not had sex in the last year.
Wow. And
that was only 5% when they did this kind of big poll back in 2006. So 18 years difference, and it's changed massively.
That is some decline. So what are some of the reasons? Why is it happening? Tell me.
Yeah, we don't actually know for sure. I mean, some people are saying that it's very much to do with, I mean, actually in France, there's been an opinion poll that people think it's to do with the fact that it's kind of just like a generational pendulum swing, you know, that we often, if one generation does something intensely, then the next generation tends to do that very much, you know, less or differently. But then other people are saying that it's much more to do with, you know, the amount of stress that we're under, the amount of stress, the way that people are working, the lack of support, financial stress, those sorts of things. You know, for some people it's to do with medications that they're taking. And then other people will say that it's very much to do with media, the fact that specifically porn, that because we are being, you know, encouraged and you know, there's kind of these competing distractions of technology, really, meaning that the internet provides these mediums of sexual experience that really shift us away from having physical partnered experience. So that is likely to be a factor as well.
Is there upsides to less riding?
Well, you know, I think there can be for sure, because what I'm also hearing is that, you know, for instance, a lot of women have been having sex that was physically painful for them, and they didn't know, you know, that that wasn't normal. And now, because there's more information on the internet and in general, you know, it means that less people are willing to have sex that's painful or uncomfortable for them. So I think that's a really positive thing. If there's people going, hey, actually, I'm not going to do something that makes me feel bad or hurts me.
So that's good.
Say that again, Jen.
So that's a positive. That is definitely
I think that's
an
a positive
upside.
For sure. I think there's going to be some people who are maybe not feeling anywhere near as pressured to have sex, you know, that they don't feel like it's such a rite of passage. Maybe they're willing to kind of wait until they feel comfortable with someone a bit longer, that sort of thing. However, we do also have a very kind of contrary piece of, well, a survey that's come out by eHarmony, the dating site, literally only in the last few weeks, that says that riding is happening way more. So we have this conflicting evidence, which might be for different reasons, but they have said that people are having a lot more sex over the last couple of years as we've kind of, it seems, you know, coming out of, the pandemic still rages, of course, but that there's, you know, kind of more opportunities now for people to meet and feel a bit more comfortable, and that people are having more sex because they're moving away from porn and dating apps and, you know, kind of wanting to be able to meet each other more. So who knows who to believe.
Can you tell us, does the decline in sex relate to the ever expanding number of labels for different kinds of sexuality and kinks and fetishes and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. So, you know, I think, again, on one hand, it's great that we have more labels to be able to understand ourselves and to kind of, you know, not sort of pathologize ourselves or other people, because we can understand, you know, different things like attachment styles and the impacts of trauma. And we have words for different types of sexuality, kink. You know, we have different words for sex and our preferences and stuff like that. So I think that can be really helpful to have more information and understanding. And the downside of that is also that it can be, you know, still sort of exclusionary, that we just have ever expanding numbers of boxes and categories that we feel like we need to fit into, and that if we don't, there's something wrong with us. So, you know, I would imagine that there might also be something to do there with certain pockets of culture of people, particularly maybe for Gen Z, where they are, you know, feeling like they need to fit in particular ways and then feeling quite left out if they don't. So, you know, I think that's a part of it too.
Okay. Somebody just texts in these stats from France. Are these statistics on couples or single people? Do we know?
Yeah, so I think it was a mixture. But again, a lot of these surveys, you know, it's like some of them will tell you very clearly, but some of them are less clear. Mm. So I think this was a mixture, for
a mix
sure.
Of all. Another texter says, Jen, I'm mortified to say I haven't had sex in 4 years and I'm 40. I broke up with someone in 2019 and made a choice not to sleep with anyone for a while, and then COVID hit, and then here we are. Will I ever have sex again? This texter says.
So I'm hearing this from a lot of people, you know, that on one hand, people really want to be connecting in that way. Some people feel really out of practice if they weren't, you know, dating or having any sex during the height of the pandemic. And so they've kind of gotten out of practice. You know, it's a bit like how for so many, it's great that we can be more flexible working from home, but it can also mean that people have kind of lost the skills or become rusty in their skills of being in groups of people and kind of managing that. And so I think it's the same for a lot of people with sex. You know, some people went sort of mad having loads of casual sex once the, you know, the kind of restrictions lifted, and other people kind of, you know, it didn't quite happen for them, or they just kind of got on with life without thinking about that. And then suddenly they go, hang on, it's been nearly half a decade since I've been getting any nookie. Mm. What has happened?
Okay, so then how can people know what the right amount of sex is for them and their relationship if they're in one?
Yeah, so really with the right amount, you know, you've got to take various factors into account, you know, your energy levels, the time of day that works for you. We know from quite a lot of research that it seems that, you know, for various reasons that may not be biological, it could be much more to do with culture and society. But men seem to tend to prefer sex at the beginning of the day in the morning, and women tend to prefer sex at the end of the day. So again, that might be more to do with, you know, it could be to do with things like testosterone levels, but it could also be very much to do with the way in which women are often, you know, feeling more anxious at the start of the day and preparing themselves in different ways to men and exhausted, and that by the time it gets to the nighttime, they feel a bit more kind of comfortable and ready. Anyway, the types of sex that you like to have, that's one to consider. Okay. And what you get from sex, you know, for some people, it's very much about the physical touch and the kind of affection of that and the feel they get. For others, it's much more to do with the emotional intimacy and closeness, and that, you know, sex for a lot of people is kind of like, it's a form of communication, right? And so, you know, depending on what you get from it, again, it could be about the imagination and creativity from it. So really, to figure out what the right amount, it's, you know, you're going to have to kind of take into account what it means to you, what sex means to you, what sex means to the other person, and also then in your relationship, what makes sense in terms of environmental kind of factors. So you really don't need to compare yourself, although, you know, I think it's inevitable that we're going to compare ourselves to others to some degree, and especially what the media is telling us. But realistically, do what feels right to the both of you, and you know, have conversations about that. The more you can chat about it, probably the better it's going to be.
And what can people do if they want more sex?
if you want more sex, talk to your partner. If you don't have a partner, go out and, you know, start meeting people who you can have sex with.
Yeah.
Simple as.
That's simple as that. What about if they're stressing that they're just not having enough? You should never really be stressed about that. You mentioned there comparison is deadly, isn't it?
Comparison is deadly. And also when we say that when we think we're not having enough sex, you know, you've got to ask yourself, based on what standards, you know, are you what you're saying is what you're saying or what you're feeling that you or don't feel close enough to your partner and that you would like to be having more sex? Because it is a form of communication for you. A conversation that you really like having, you know, is through being sexual with each other. Or is it that you're worried that your partner's unhappy because compared to kind of current media standards that, you know, sometimes you'll see surveys that say that people are having sex every day. You know, is it that you're worried that your partner's unhappy with the amount of having sex, in which case talk to them about that? Or is it about what your friends have shared? Or is it that you're comparing things to how things were with your partner in the beginning? Or maybe you're comparing to how sex was with another partner that you had. So again, really kind of take the time to work out when you think you might be not having enough sex, you know, what do you mean by that? Mm. And that will probably give you more information as to what you can do about it.
And Rachel, just lastly, back to the survey, you mentioned it's called the French sex recession because they did this survey, but you also mentioned the Netherlands and Germany all sees decline. Who's at the top? Who's riding the most?
I don't, you know what? Who's writing the most? I think it's probably, well, we don't have the same type of research in every country,
okay,
which is also makes it hard to compare.
It's Italy,
but
isn't it?
It does seem like there's quite a lot of sex happening in the Latin and South American countries.
Yeah, and so Italy. And Italy, yeah, I would say. Italy,
still happening. It's nice and warm there, you know. People often like having more sex when it's
just walking around with their clothes off anyway. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Okay, well, listen, really interesting stuff and makes us all think about the types of sex and how much sex we're having. So thank you for that. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Rachel. Rachel will be back next week. She is our resident sex and relationship therapist. She is amazing. You can catch her on Instagram. She's at Rachel Jane Cook with an E on the end. But next week, we will discuss more on the relationship front. Why the most annoying person in your life might be your partner. So that's next week. I can't wait for that.
Jem Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.